The report lists Wisconsin in the top 9 states that have made substantial positive reforms in the way they treat juvenile offenders. Titled The Comeback States, the report from the National Juvenile Justice Network says between 2001 and 2010, Wisconsin's juvenile incarceration rate dropped by more than 40%. In 2001, there were more than 1,900 teens behind bars, compared to just over 1,100 in 2010. Jim Moser of the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families attributes the change to 2 policies the state has followed.
One is at the local level, sort of better assessment of which kids really need that kind of confinement. Secondly, it's a development of more local programs that can really still can meet the kids' needs but also provide protection for the community.
Moser says the improvements in Wisconsin are part of a nationwide decline in juvenile incarceration, but he says kids who commit violent offenses are still getting locked up.
You know, kids who are, you know, at the greatest risk of hurting other people are still more likely or certainly likely to end up in juvenile corrections, but I think a reduction in the kids who are property offenses and sort of become repeat offenders and, you know, just counties finding other ways to try and deal with them.
Despite this progress in finding non-jail alternatives for dealing with delinquency, Moser says there's still a need for improvement in how law enforcement and the correction system deals with kids who suffer from mental illness. He says too many such teens end up behind bars instead of in a treatment program that can address their illness. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.